We end this hour with Bob Mondello's latest movie recommendation for those of you who prefer your couch to the crowded multiplex. This week, he's championing a new DVD box set from a TV pioneer, the Ernie Kovacs Collection.
In 1951, almost no one had a TV yet, but anyone who did would have been surprised by what Ernie Kovacs was doing on it.
Many of you ladies have all of these knobs on your set, but I don't think all of us are aware of just how to use them.
On a string around his neck, Kovacs hangs a wooden board with four knobs and starts making faces.
You get to your horizontal picture and you turn it.
As he turns a knob, he twists his upper lip up to the right and his lower lip down to the left, managing a pretty close imitation of a 50s TV on the Fritz.
Not too far, Kurt. No, no.
Weird, right? In the button-down 1950s, Kovacs played with this new medium of TV while everyone else was still trying to figure out how it worked. He did blackout sketches years before Laugh-In, mock commercials decades before Saturday Night Live. Sometimes he went on national TV and just riffed.
What time is it? No fingers. Talk.
7:04:30.
I have 7:05:30 on my clock again. That's a very inexpensive clock.
Even planned sketches got upended, as in a bit where he was supposed to swallow the contents of a martini glass in one gulp, and when he did, was clearly surprised.
Somebody with a delicious sense of humor just put 2.5 ounces of straight gin in that.
Kovacs was never as big a hit with audiences as he was with the pros, everyone from David Letterman to Monty Python, who later used techniques he invented. Because his routines were hit and miss, his national ratings were less than stellar. So when he died in a car crash in the early 60s, NBC started taping over his show tapes to dub game shows. None at all would have survived if Mrs. Kovacs, singing star Edie Adams, hadn't bought them up. Happily, she did, so the Ernie Kovacs collection has 13.5 hours of vintage only on TV comedy. Not always funny, but even 60 years later, intriguingly strange. I'm Bob Mondello.